Well, I guess we've stopped most of the leaks now. But that salt certainly did melt the ice in these workshops mighty quick.
Yes, Santa Claus, I should say it did.
I send Kent for some of the Eskimos. And when they get here, they can fix us up in a hurry. It's getting colder now, and we don't need to worry so much about the melting. I do wish the snow would stop, though. Now let's all get back to work as quick as we can. Even though the roof is leaking, we can't stop. Nemo, you might take some of the elves down in the tunnel and let them work there.
All right, Santa Claus. When will Kent be back?
He ought to be here any minute now.
That's fine. Here comes Dizzy now. And look what he has with him.
Why, what in the world is it? It looks like a bear cub. No, it isn't. It's a pup. Well, Dee Dee, where did you get the little dog?
Oh, Santa Claus, I found the poor little thing in the snowbank, and he's pretty near starved.
Well, then give him a bite to eat, Dee Dee. He is a cute little kite. What have you named him?
Oh, he's so squat and cute and kind of cuddly looking that I just named him Fuzzy.
Fuzzy, eh? Well, that's a good name for him. But when he grows up, you know, Dee Dee, he'll be a regular husky.
A husky?
Yes. That's what the Eskimos call their team dogs that pull the sleds over the snow. And how they can go.
Oh, Santa Claus, can I make a little sled for him now?
Hey, you forget about your sled for the dog and figure on helping us make some sleds for the boys and girls that are expecting their Christmas presents. Another thing, Dee Dee, you know, those huskies have a wonderful sense of smell, and they can follow a trail better than any ordinary dog.
Can he follow a trail, Santa Claus?
Why, surely he can. As little as he is. Just feed him, and then you can try him out on some of the trails around here. Just see if he can follow them.
All right, I'll do that.
Quingle, you keep all the elves working as hard as they can. I'm getting worried about Kent. He should be back by this time.
What did you send him for, Santa Claus?
I told him I wanted him to look over some of the trails around the Eskimo camp and then bring back a lot of the Eskimos to help us prepare the workshop. He ought to be back most any minute. Where is Chigo, Quindle?
Oh, that old polar bear is running around plenty, Matt. If there are any dwarfs here around the workshop, they'd better look out.
Well, suppose you go get Chigo and bring him in.
All right, Santa Claus.
Nemo, now that the snow has stopped, you put some of the elves to work with their shovels and get that heavy snow off the top of the workshop. Oh, and also have them clear a path between the workshop and the tunnel.
All right, Santa Claus. We'll have it down in jiffy. Here comes Quinto with Chigo now.
Hello there, Chigo. I'm getting worried about Kent, Chigo. Suppose we start out to look for him. We may meet him coming back.
Can I go along with you, Santa Claus?
Yes, indeed, Quinto. You may be able to help us. All right, Chigo, you lead the way. You can follow that trail with your old nose better than we could ever see it.
This snow is pretty heavy, Santa Claus. Don't you wish we had noses like polar bears so we could follow trails the way they do?
No, Quinto. Remember, we can do many things if they can't. But their keen-smelling noses do come in handy in a case like this, don't they? Look, Kent's trail is almost covered over.
Yes, but you can see where he was going all right. Look, he headed off through the deep snow.
Yes, Chigo. That's the shortcut to the Eskimo camp. And Kent probably wanted to get there just as quickly as he could. Why, look at the way Chigo's hurrying along, Quinto. I wonder what that means.
I don't know, but we'll have to hurry to keep up with him. Say, he's running now.
Yes. I wonder why. Let's catch up with him.
Look, he stopped there at the edge of the snowbank where it comes to a point. He's pawing and sniffing around. Hurry up.
Here, Chigo. What have you found? Why, this is funny. Look, the tracks are all mixed up. It looks as though there has been a number of people around here.
Yes, Santa Claus. You see, we've come around the bend in the trail, so we're out of sight of the workshop here.
Yes, I see, Quinto. This doesn't look so good. I wonder what happened here. Kent's trail stops here all by these other tracks. And there are the tracks of a sled and a dog team, leading off in the other direction, towards Radana's camp. That's right, Chigo. No doubt of it, Quinto. There has been a struggle here, and someone has captured Kent and carried him off on the dog sled. It is Rodana and the dwarfs. They must have taken him over to their camp. The three of us could do nothing there against all the dwarfs. Let's get back to the workshop, Quinto. Come on, Chigo. We'll have to do something about this immediately. The workshop. We must hurry. Chigo, you'd better keep some of those bears of yours out on the trail. All those ornery dwarfs. Isn't it bad enough that they should hold up our work the way they have? And now they have to go and kidnap Kent.
What's that, Santa Claus? Kidnap Kent?
Yes, Nemo. We followed Kent's trail up around the end of that snowbank at the bottom of the mountain. There we found signs of a big struggle. And instead of Kent's trail going on towards the Eskimo village, we saw the track of a dog sled and several men going up over the hill towards Rodana's camp. There is no doubt about it. It's a good thing the snow stopped. We must get Kent back somehow.
Oh, Santa Claus, we can't go right into the dwarf camp. There are too many of them, and they capture us, too.
I know that. We'll have to figure out something else to do.
Oh, Santa Claus, look at my little fuzzy puppy. Doesn't his little stomach look like he swallowed a balloon?
Yes, dearie, but don't bother me now. I have a lot to do.
Oh, all right, Santa Claus. I was just gonna...
Oh, that's all right, Dee Dee. You go ahead and play around. But the rest of us are awfully busy. Chigo, you give the animals their orders. And Quiggle, you get some of the Eskimos started over here in a hurry to finish repairing the warehouse. Dee Dee, I'll tell you something you can do. Why, where is Dee Dee?
Oh, Dee Dee and that puppy just scampered out through the door. I don't know where they're going.
Quick. See if you can catch them, Quinto.
Why, they're going right along the trail past the mountain. Dee Dee has a string on the dog, and the dog seems to be following the trail.
Look at them hurrying along. Dee Dee is talking to that puppy like he'd found a real friend. I'd like to listen in on their talk.
That's right, Fuzzy. You just show him what a good fella you are. I'll bet that little nosy of yours tells you everything that's going on. Here we are. Here's the place, all right. And here's what can stop. And there's the track of Anna's nasty old sled. Come on, Fuzzy, let's follow it. Oh, Fuzzy, 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 don't go so fast. You're getting me all tired out. Oh, all right, run if you want to. That's right. Over the hill, that's the trail, all right. Oh, shucks, Fuzzy. Santa Claus thinks we can't do anything. But we'll just show him what we can do. I bet they've got Kent in that old cave of theirs. That's where he'll be all right. Now, Fuzzy, don't you make any noise. And for heaven's sake, don't bark. Let those bad bark, Fuzzy. Come on, Fuzzy, quiet now.
Well, now I suppose we'll have something more to worry about. Oh, but Dee Dee will have to take care of himself for a while. Our job is to get the toys done and figure out some way to rescue Kent.
Dee Dee and that pup are out of sight now. Do you think the dwarfs will hurt Kent, Santa Claus?
I don't dare think about that, Quinto. Now let's get to work here. We can't stop for a single minute. Somehow we've got to get these toys out. Sawbag, how are your elves coming along with the painting?
They're doing fine, Santa Claus. But I do wish I could do something about Kent.
So do I, Solveig. But I don't know what it would be. There isn't anything we can do that is more important than getting our work finished.
All right, Santa Claus. We are painting the toys just as fast as they are brought into us.
That's fine, Solveig. And don't stop for anything. Oh, I wish Dee Dee hadn't run off that way with his puppy. I'm afraid that if there are any dwarfs along the trails, they'll catch him, too. Oh, Quinto.
What, Santa Claus?
Your mechanics are working smoothly now. You get up on over the hill there and see if you can tell where Dee Dee has gone. Signal to us if you see anybody.
All right, Santa Claus. I'll go right away.
That's fine. Now, Solveig, I guess to speed things up, we'd better move all of those dolls and toy animals into the tunnel.
All right, Santa Claus. We have the things pretty well cleared away.
And you, Nemo, you stand right outside the door there and watch Quinto. He may signal back to us if he doesn't find Dee Dee or if he sees any signs of trouble. We've got to rush this repair work on the workshops and tools. We can't start out after Ken until we get things in such shape that Rodana can't do any more damage here.
Santa Claus!
Yes, Nemo, what is it?
Quinto is signaling something, but I can't make out what he means.
Here, let me see. He's pointing on over the hill. That must mean that Dee Dee and the pup have gone right on over towards Rodana's camp. I don't like the looks of that. It's bad enough for the dwarfs to have captured Kent. But if they get Dee Dee too, it will be...